Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
This is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast with Richard Deitch. Multiple times a week, our podcast will get you interviews with the most notable names in sports media, from broadcasters to dealmakers to people doing great work behind the scenes. Here's Hubie Brown.
Anytime that you win an award, it's not just because of the announcer and the analyst. It's always because of the production team.
That's the Sports Media Podcast with Richard Deitch. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over America on the free Odyssey app. That's right, it's free. And you can listen to CBS Sports Radio anywhere that you got a connection, of course. Who doesn't like free? I love free. It's the Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Got hundreds of affiliates all over North America. Thank you. SiriusXM Channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, you can also ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Me, you can find me online. I'm on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. It's Twitter and X and Facebook and IG. I'm everywhere. Good. And I'm here over the phone lines, too. If you're in your vehicle, if you're at work, if you're at home, if you can call safely, knock yourself out. Call me. If you remember Miss Cleo, she said, call me now. Just call me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have talked about the NCAA tournament. We have talked about the Steelers. Damn it, we've even talked about the NIT. As we continue on with the show, we're going to talk about Kenny Pickett. Is Kenny Pickett looking, I don't want to say kind of soft, but Kenny Pickett's just, it's like, hey, I'm playing for the Eagles now. Whoop-de-doo. You ain't going to play, man. Unless Jalen Hurts gets injured, you ain't playing. I can't wait to tell you about something that took place this day in sports. I'm going to go ahead and do that next hour. We have more athletes, even more athletes who are starting podcasts. Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom? Hickey, what the hell are they going to talk about?
Well, I think they have a lot in common, right? They know the family pretty well.
They're going to talk about Kardashians or sports?
Well, I don't know. I've not seen the preview. Have they defined what they're going to talk about?
They said they're going to talk about sports. That's what they said.
Interesting. Well, I mean, Kim's in the sports scene a lot, so.
Kim Kardashian?
Well, she's, you know, around the sphere of sports, isn't she rumored to be dating that OBJ? So that's a topic.
She was. Oh, I guess, right. I can't wait to hear Caitlin talk about it, right? Not really. Not really. Not at all.
Must listen?
I am not going to listen to one episode of Lamar Odom and Caitlin Jenner. I will not. Hey, and then also LeBron and Redick. Yeah, J.J. Redick and LeBron James are starting a podcast. We'll get into that stuff next hour. We're going to keep on talking football. We're going to keep on talking college basketball. Hey, thank you so much. Earlier on in the show, we had Mike DeFabo join us. He covers the Steelers for The Athletic. And about 40 minutes ago, we had a conversation with Ken Pomeroy of KenPom.com. I hope you took a look at his ratings before you decided to fill out your bracket. Maybe it's too late, make sure you go ahead and check out KenPom.com. Thank you to statistician and mathematician and numbers efficiency guy, Ken Pomeroy, for joining us. Probably the most utilized ratings and ranking system in college basketball. As we continue on, 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, I talked about the NIT in college basketball. How nobody wants to go to the NIT. Nobody cares. Rick Pitino was already ticked off that his team didn't even make it into March Madness. You could say the same thing for Providence. They're like, hey, we ain't going, then we do not care. Listen to Providence head coach Kim English. He went off on the analytics used to judge his tournament team.
Yeah, I think the analytics are right? Yeah. I think you could schedule bad teams in your non-league and beat the snot out of them and beat them by 50 and 60. And I think coaching for so long, it's been a gentleman agreement. I mean, you have a large lead at the end of the game. You know, for health reasons, you take guys out to get some other guys opportunities to play. You take guys out. But right now, it might be a change in college basketball where beating teams by four, scheduling to beat teams by 40 and 50 might be a thing to do.
Yeah, well, the name of the game is to beat people up, and then you have a better chance of getting in the tournament, says Kim English. Sure. And then we also talked about how these teams aren't going into the NIT. They don't want to participate in a second-rate tournament. I get it. I understand. And then we talked about how it's also odd that college basketball currently has the transfer portal open before the tournament even begins. Makes absolutely zero sense. None. Earlier today, someone decided to make a statement, I believe, that also doesn't make too much sense. Or it makes sense, but I think it's a weak-minded statement. Earlier today, RG3, Robert Griffin III, former Washington Commander, former Raven, former Baylor quarterback, body basically betrayed him. Or maybe he was left out there to be betrayed. And now commentator. RG3, highly touted prospect, didn't get the most out of him. And you might say it's because, Shanahan threw him to the wolves. So RG3 decided to share some comments about Caleb Williams. Following the trade of Justin Fields to the Steelers, it's very clear Caleb Williams is going to be selected by the Chicago Bears. It'd be a shock if he wasn't. And so RG3 decided to share some advice for Caleb Williams, and just take a listen to this.
Caleb Williams should pull a Eli Manning and demand that the Chicago Bears do not draft him number one overall. After everything that's happened with just Justin Fields, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? This is the organization that has my best interest at heart, and they're going to help develop me into the player that I want to become. Caleb Williams is on record saying that he wants to be legendary. He wants to rewrite history, and he wants to be the best that he can possibly be and win the most games he can possibly win. After the Bears took Justin Fields, the 11th pick in the draft, and turned him into a sixth round pick in the 2025 draft by trading him to the Pittsburgh Steelers, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? Yeah, this organization is going to help get me where I want to go. I don't think it's saying that. I thought Ryan Poles was having an amazing offseason up until this trade for Justin Fields, because you trade Justin Fields so you can get some players back to help your team out this year. Because Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Chicago Bears, they're in a lame duck season. They have to win this year or they're going to get fired. And don't get me wrong. Hey, hand the football off to DeAndre Swift, throwing the ball to Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Cole Kmet. Those guys are phenomenal. This ain't anything about them. This is about Caleb Williams and what team out there gives him the best chance to be successful. Only he can deem that. Yes, I do think him going back to Washington, where he's from, he's a DC kid, went to Gonzaga College High School. Okay? I think that's the best spot for him.
What type of quitting ass mentality is that? I'm just saying. Look, we know that if you're a prospect if you got juice, if you got power, if you're good at what you do, you got a little bit more juice. You got a little bit more say-so as to what happens with your career. Look, Eli Manning and his family. Yeah, Peyton was already in the league. We know about his dad, Arch. They were able to kind of push some buttons and just say, hey, like, we don't want to go to San Diego. We don't want to go to the Chargers. We want to go to the New York Giants. And it's easier, a little bit easier to push that button when you got a brother named Peyton who's already in the league. That's a power play. We haven't seen that power play in the better part of 20 years. And for Caleb Williams, who at this stage of his career, you got Deion Sanders saying, oh, Chicago Bears need to be careful. Oh, you're going to put Caleb Williams in the cold. What a bad idea. Be careful. When you got people questioning his maturity, his heart, can he take criticism? Is he growing? Is he going to go cry in mommy's arms when the Bears lose a game? Like, these are questions. Whether they happen to be legitimate or not, these are legitimate concerns. They exist. It's out in the atmosphere. You don't have to agree with them. You could think they're nonsense. They're in the atmosphere. The last thing that he needs to do right now, Caleb Williams, is start making a fuss about where he goes and what he does. Because he's going to look like a bust if he goes anywhere and he doesn't have success. Yo, put your chin down. Show up to work and bust ass. I would actually think it shows a lack of confidence. Yeah, you are the quarterback of a franchise. These teams are selecting because they are bad. Okay? There's no guarantees that him going to Washington is going to save his ass and necessarily improve his chances of going out there and have his success. Okay? We got Dan Quinn, who's the new head coach of the Washington Commanders. We also know that Cliff Kingsbury has come on board to be the offensive coordinator. Look, Cliff Kingsbury has a very nice resume when it comes down to working with quarterbacks, whether it happens to be Baker Mayfield or Patrick Mahomes or Kyler Murray here in the pros. Don't ask Cliff Kingsbury to run your team. But for an offense, yeah, not too shabby. But that doesn't mean that he's going to be make or break for this dude's career, Caleb Williams. And we know the Chicago Bears. Never had a guy throw for 4,000 yards. Never had a guy throw for 30 touchdowns, which is ridiculous to think about in the modern NFL. But I just find it weak-minded to say, I don't want to go here because I think the team is going to suck, so please send me here instead. Well, I don't trust the team to develop me, so I'm going to go here. Man, if you're so damn good, you go to the team and change it. You do it. If I got to think about some of the top prospects, they help turn and change the tide. Do you have players who've been shortchanged? Yeah. You know, I could think about David Carr, the brother of Derek, selected by the Texans. This man was nothing but a punching bag when he was drafted for a team that was an expansion squad that just made it back to the NFL. He had no offensive line. He was a crash test dummy. He was shell-shocked. Not the best of circumstances, now, was it, for an expansion team? But when you're the best, just go out there and work. Make the change happen. You're supposed to be the best, right? You know what I've heard about Patrick Mahomes in comparison to Caleb Williams? Oh, well, Caleb Williams is the next Patrick Mahomes. We ain't going to have no next Patrick Mahomes, but that's some high praise. And so if you're that damn good, you help turn the team around, right? Now what you do as a quarterback, you're that damn good, flip the script. And so, yeah, he had a guy at the head coaching position who he's helped now go into the Hall of Fame in Andy Reid. The man was shot out of a cannon. Was Andy Reid throwing 50 touchdowns that first year when he was there? Am I expecting this from Caleb Williams? The answer is no. I just think if you're good, you're going to let it show regardless of who's out there. It kills me when people talk about some of the other quarterbacks in the league that don't get a chance and didn't get a chance. Daniel Jones, didn't get a full chance to show what he is with the New York Giants. Garbage. Justin Fields, they didn't help him out. He didn't get a chance. Oh, no. Those are two examples. Did they end up in the best circumstances? No. No, they didn't. Did they make the best of the situations that they were in? No. No, they did not. I just think it's a real, I don't want to say arrogant. I just think it's a real quitter move to say, I ain't going to play for the Bears because I think you suck. I think that's more of an indicator about your own confidence, about what you can do. You know, I think if you would take, and I can't speak for the man, but I think Tom Brady would say, hey, you put me on any team, I'm going to help turn it around. I think if you take Patrick Mahomes and you say, hey, go out here and do the work, any team, I think he's going to say, I can help turn things around. I think if you took Peyton Manning, if you took Drew Brees, I think if you took some of these legendary quarterbacks, I think if you said Dan Marino, look at what Dan Marino did. Prime example, Hall of Fame caliber player, regardless of who was around him. Broke records, regardless of who was around him. He threw the ball to both marks. It got him nowhere. Eventually destroying the record books, never won the big one. Come on. When you're good at what you do, you can elevate the people around you. I think it would say more to Caleb Williams that he would say, yeah, I embrace the challenge as opposed to running to where he thinks things are easier. For all these dumbass questions that these NFL prospects get asked at the NFL Combine about their mothers and their ideas and whether or not the earth is flat, you know what shows me that you got something inside of you? That you actually embrace the challenge and don't run from it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got enough people running away and quitting the challenges. We don't need one of those to be a leader of an NFL team. I'd be more concerned if Caleb Williams said, I don't want to go to the Bears because they're not good. Send me to the Commanders. I see a scaredy cat. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. Let me know what you think about what RG3 said. Should Caleb Williams avoid the Chicago Bears? Should he run away from the Chicago Bears? I'll get to your calls on the other side of the break. And then also, speaking of running away, we heard from Kenny Pickett today. Kenny Pickett had some words about why he decided to leave the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not leaving anywhere. I'll be back on the other side of the break. Don't move.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
This is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast with Richard Deitch. Multiple times a week, our podcast will get you interviews with the most notable names in sports media, from broadcasters to dealmakers to people doing great work behind the scenes. Here's Hubie Brown.
Anytime that you win an award, it's not just because of the announcer and the analyst. It's always because of the production team.
That's the Sports Media Podcast with Richard Deitch. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Right before we went to break, we played you some of the comments by RG3, basically saying if he were Caleb Williams, he would go ahead and make a power play and tell the Chicago Bears, I ain't going. I'm not coming. I'm going to Washington. Let Washington select me. Don't touch me. And I can understand the sentiment behind that. But I would think for a prospect in the NFL, someone who's going to make a guaranteed $30-plus million just on their rookie deal, regardless of how things go, that you would have enough gumption, enough inside of you to say, hey, I'm going to show up and help turn things around. For Eli Manning, look, Eli Manning decided to make a power play, or at least the Manning family decided to make a power play. And what did it get Eli Manning? It got him two championships. Outside of that, he had a damn good career. He was an average quarterback throughout the course of the regular season, but he was able to turn it up when the games mattered the most, okay? He won two titles. Would he have won two championships in San Diego? Probably not. Worked out for him. Not everybody's last name is Manning. And I just think in the position, yeah, if you can choose where you want to go, knock yourself out. But I think it also shows that, man, you ain't ready, especially someone who's been heavily criticized the way that Caleb Williams has. I don't think it's a good idea, not by any stretch, not for him at least. Yeah, show everybody, yeah, I don't want to go to the cold. It's too cold. I don't want to go. Oh, no, I don't trust Shane Waldron as my offensive coordinator. Shane Waldron got this job with Eberflus because he helped out Geno Smith, helped turn Geno Smith's career around. Give him some type of credit, right? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. A Shaq is calling from Louisville. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Shaq?
Hey, JR. How you doing?
Excellent. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm gonna say this as a Bears fan. I hear what you're saying. There's some truth in what you're saying, but I'm not totally against it. Because I feel like we've been a trash organization for a while, and it sounds pretty good, the hero stuff you're talking about, and I understand it. But you got Eli, even though John Elway. And I feel like if you look at Patrick Mahomes, he landed, like people say, his first year he didn't play. He redshirted. And he wouldn't have been the rookie of the year, the offensive rookie of the year on his own team possibly. I don't know. Because they had Hunt, who was a great running back. They were so loaded. So it's like if he went to, I don't know, Detroit, if he went to, like, any other mismanaged third-world team, it would have been different. And comparing that to Brady was, like, picked so low that he was happy to be in the league. So if I was a high-ranking, like, if I was a quarterback, I would at least consider it. And I'm coming from a Bears fan. So I think we mismanaged Fields. We're going to mismanage this player. There's no hope. Like, the Green Bay Packers, I know a lot of them, and they complained about they had a new quarterback. Oh, man, we got a new quarterback. I was like, wow, you actually got to build a quarterback who's quality. That quarterback, his play last year would have been one of the best seasons we've had. I don't even know. So I guess what I'm saying is I hear what you're saying. There's a lot of truth in leadership, what you said. But I would say also to be a good leader, like, I got a military experience. You look at the battlefield. And you look and say, hey, what is the best fit? What is realistic? So if you have an opportunity to influence it, you do. Now, you don't go running if that's what he's doing. Totally run. But I would say it would be only wise.
Yeah, but from a Bears perspective, I hear what you're saying. That's a loser's mentality. And I get it. The team is stunk. You're waiting for a quarterback to go out there and at minimum throw 4,000 yards. I get it. I understand it. And I'm not comparing Caleb Williams and his draft status to where Tom Brady was selected or where Patrick Mahomes was selected or when he played behind Alex Smith. That's not what I'm basing any of it on. What I'm talking about is strictly on talent. Like, if you're the big dog, if you're the big dog in the room, if you're the big dog in the building, if you're going to go out there and be the big dog, then just go be it. You know, if Patrick Mahomes ended up on the Lions, and I can't what if things forever. Nobody knows because it didn't happen. I think that he would still be good on the Detroit Lions. I don't think Patrick Mahomes would wake up and all of a sudden be Zach Wilson if he was playing in Detroit, the bad version of Detroit before they turn things around. And that's ultimately my point. You know, if I want to start taking other quarterbacks, like, look, people swear up and down that Daniel Jones hasn't gotten the help. And who does Daniel Jones have to throw to? And who's protecting Daniel Jones? Well, look, if I put Daniel Jones on the Kansas City Chiefs as they currently constructed, man, I don't even know if they're making the postseason, okay? And that's not to say that the Chiefs, they got Kelce out there and Rashee Rice has turned things around and got hot at the end of the year. And the Chiefs aren't all that hot more recently when it comes down to offensive weapons. But sometimes you just got to look at who the person is and who they are. It's real easy. Yeah, it's a team. It's the same reason that people have all these ridiculous conversations about, oh, was it Brady or was it Belichick? It's a team. You need a coach and you need a structure to succeed. But more importantly, you need that player who's that dog, who's that alpha, who's that number one to take you there. And I just think in the case specifically for Caleb Williams, specifically to him, man, if you're taking that attitude, I'm just going to go, well, here you go. Like, you haven't even proved anything. We can look back. We can look back at all the quarterbacks that have been selected recently. Look at everybody that's fallen apart and hit the you-know-what. There's Mac Jones, and there's Fields, and there's Zach Wilson. There ain't no guarantees for anybody out here. I just think it's a bad way and a bad foot to get off on, and you haven't even thrown a pass yet.
I hear you, but I would say, though, if you have the opportunity, like you said, it's a team, it's an organization. What they always say, general manager, head coach, quarterback, right? I'm a Bears fan. General manager, I had hope. I don't. Owner, don't have hope. So if I'm looking at it, I mean, you're it's like with Tim Couch. Who knew what he would have been? He broke his own sack record several times. I hear what you're saying, and I don't think you should go with that mentality, but from John Elway to the Manning family to whatever, John, I think it's only wise. I would question your judgment if you wouldn't consider it.
I don't think he's in that space. And thank you, Shaq, for calling from Louisville. I mean, even if I got to think about Elway, he had the ultimate options. This man could have said, oh, yeah, I'll go play baseball. Oh, yeah, I'll go put on some skates. Oh, yeah, I'll go play gymnastics. I do not think Caleb Williams is in that. I don't think he's in that category. I don't think he has that juice. And I think if he did try to pull it, people would be looking at him going, man, get out of here. Like, what are you going to do? And I think he'd be putting more pressure on himself by saying, I ain't going here. Man, you're gonna double down. The expectations are going to go higher. Why make your life more difficult? If you're confident in what you do, show up. And I'm not someone who thinks of the ilk of what Shaq just said. He goes, okay, well, you know, owner, president, general manager, coach, quarterback. No, uh-uh. Player. Who is the player? Who is the star? Who's the one who's going to go out there and help you win games? Who is doing that? Come on now. There's a guy. You want to think about the ultimate winner? I can think back 4 years as everybody sat around and watched The Last Dance with Michael Jordan. There was a big old fight between player and front office. Well, I put the team together. Oh, well, I'm out here busting my ass playing. It's a team concept. But I don't care. If you don't have players, you do not win. It don't happen. And the GM, he can try and try and try. Every now and then, you might get lucky and nail that one dude. The GM don't go out and play. The players deliver it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Art is calling from Boise out in Idaho. Hey, Art, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Hey, JR, I love the show. I missed the first part of it. I just got done outside. Hey, I agree with you. It takes a team, you know, and being put in the right spot. I think Caleb Williams, I mean, he's got to be under a lot of pressure. All those kids are. I mean, what, they're in the early 20s, and especially now coming off this NIL still stuff, they're already millionaires coming into the league. And then they're just in your young 20s. And I just, you know, you got Mahomes, he had Alex Smith, you know, to kind of mentor him. And, you know, Brady, you know, he had Bledsoe, if you think about it. And, you know, obviously Rodgers had Favre to kind of mentor him. I mean, the GMs and these teams, they put these guys out there in the middle. Even the Mannings, you know, they had their dad to mentor them after you show them the ropes. You know, they put so much pressure on this one kid, and they forget there's 10 other guys out there. Elway made it to the Super Bowl, I think, twice or three times, and then he finally won it twice when he got Phil Davis.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, they forget, you got to have that left tackle. You got to have a receiver. You got to have a center, for God's sakes. I mean, it's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and a larger point, and thank you, Art, for calling from Boise. The larger point that I was making is, yeah, you need a team to go out there and win. I was just saying he doesn't need to be out there dictating who he will and who he won't play for. Like, don't do it. I mean, I remember in the NBA, Steve Francis like, hey, don't draft me. I ain't going to Vancouver. And ultimately, he didn't go. He took him and sent him to Houston. Like, you don't want anybody who doesn't want to be there. I understand that. Sometimes you, as a team and a franchise, you got to be smart. Absolutely have to be smart. Hey, Deion Sanders says, hey, if you're the Chicago Bears, you better be careful selecting Caleb Williams. He's been out in California for a while now. You got to watch out. I ain't running from nothing. Hey, I'm here in Atlanta. Shout outs to Bone Crusher. You got a whole song, Never Scared. Hey, Hickey, you know that song?
I think so. If I heard it, it sounds a little familiar.
It's a very brooding, ominous song, and it's like, I ain't never scared.
Yeah.
What? I ain't never scared. What? You ain't scared of nothing. Go out there and bust ass. And you know what? Here's another musical reference. Not physically die. But go out there and die trying, man. Go all out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're also going to hear from Kenny Pickett. He had his introductory press conference today. Say he's a guy. He decided to leave Pittsburgh. He wanted to move on. Was that soft? Was his decision soft? Or was it time for change? We'll hear from Kenny Pickett on the other side. I'm going to get to your calls as well.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. If you are Caleb Williams, if you're the big dog in any situation, yeah, don't be scared. Like Bone Crusher just said, don't be scared. What are you scared of? Face the challenge head on. You're supposed to be the best of the best of the best. Then go out there and prove it, damn it. Never scared. Come on. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Also, never scared. Not of a damn thing. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Somebody who might be scared, maybe not, he just needed a new start, is Kenny Pickett. We're going to hear from Kenny Pickett in a moment. He had his introductory press conference today with the Philadelphia Eagles. We know that Kenny Pickett decided to move on from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and now he's playing for his closer-to-hometown Philadelphia Eagles. 855-212-4CBS. We got Mark from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mark. Mark, you're live on the radio. Jacob's calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the radio. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, JR. I was filling my bracket on ESPN for March Madness, and I don't know why. I just, like, felt something for NC State that they would win it all because they've already beaten Duke and UNC. I don't know why. I just felt it.
You felt what?
That they won it all.
North Carolina State?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, we got to watch and find out. I know they just won the ACC tournament. We gotta wait just like everybody else. I wish I could tell you something, but do I think they're going to win it all? I don't think so. I think when you get into these conference tournaments and you're playing every single day, there's more likelihood to have an upset, especially against teams you're a little bit more familiar with. So yeah. Am I going to take North Carolina State to win it all? Not necessarily, but if you got a feeling, go for it. You're not old enough to play lottery, right?
Yeah.
Wait, you can't play lotto.
Yeah, I can't play.
Okay, all right. I was going to say.
And also, yes? There is an argument that NC State is like, wow, they beat Duke and North Carolina. Georgia Tech also beat them, both those teams also.
Now, come on, Jacob. Now, we know about Georgia Tech. What does that mean? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Georgia Tech stinks. What do they got to do with anything?
And they just beat them.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Okay, Jacob. Well, thank you, man. Good luck with your bracket, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jacob, for calling from Atlanta. Hickey, I wish I could have told him to play Lotto, right? I feel bad. It's like he can fill out a bracket, but he's not old enough to play like the Mega or something like that.
Well, it's like you can go in the Army and fight for your country, but you can't drink a beer.
Well, we don't want him drinking a beer.
No.
Well, how old do you think he is? I forgot. He told us before.
11, 12?
11. 11, 12. Yeah, he's filling out brackets. I wonder if he's hustling the kids at school.
Well, if he's listening to you, probably has a leg up on him.
If he's listening to me, he's hustling the kids at school?
Well, in terms of sports knowledge, we'll say, with the brackets. Very more knowledgeable than maybe the kids that are picking their nose and looking at the stars.
Ah. No, they play Fortnite, right? Is Fortnite still popular?
I think so, yeah. The young kids, I think so.
Fortnite, Roblox. Fortnite and Roblox, I think, is where it's at. Hey, I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS. You know, I mentioned Kenny Pickett as we had our conversation about Caleb Williams. RG3 said that he should tell the Bears, I ain't coming, don't pick me, don't draft me. That way he can ensure that he ends up on the Commanders. And I said, that's a punk mentality to decide to leave. Like, just take the challenge head on. Go to Chicago. Go to the Bears. If you're any damn good, then you'll go out and show out. And the fans will appreciate it because they've been waiting for somebody forever. Literally, forever. Also, we know over the weekend that Justin Fields was traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it even take that. After Russell Wilson was signed by the Steelers, Kenny Pickett wanted out. And it was reported that, listen, he didn't get the proper communication from the Steelers as to what his role was going to be. He felt and thought that he was going to be in a competition with whoever they brought in. And obviously that did not take place. Russell Wilson was going to get the majority of the snaps as QB1. And then, you know, Kenny Pickett was going to have to show that he was better. And Kenny Pickett, through his two seasons, has thrown 13 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. And so, yeah, you'd be stupid to not understand that the writing was on the wall. And so Kenny Pickett and a 2024 fourth-round pick ends up going to the Philadelphia Eagles. Keep in mind, folks, Justin Fields got traded to the Steelers for a sixth-round pick. You know, how the hell that happened is beyond me. Anyway, Kenny Pickett, the newest member of the Eagles, he spoke to the media today. And he described his new situation and how things ended. He's from the Philadelphia area, grew up, played in New Jersey before he went to Pitt. And he said, man, it's real cool coming home.
Pretty unbelievable, honestly. I've been coming to games at the Link since I was like 5 years old. You know, I have great memories of my dad taking me here, my grandfather. All my family members coming out to the games, you know, together and just having great memories. And the fact that, you know, hopefully, you know, I can help provide some great memories for some other families now coming up. It's pretty surreal and a full circle moment for me.
All right. Cut the crap. No more than nice guys, sentimental. Oh, it feels so good to come home. But cut that crap out. Kenny Pickett, I need to know why. Why did you decide to leave Pittsburgh?
You know, I just thought it was time. You know, it just felt like it was time from, you know, the things that transpired and, you know, wanted to get a chance to go somewhere else and continue to grow my career. And the fact that it's in Philly, you know, the place that I grew up, you know, found the love for the game here with a great coaching staff, you know, great players. I'm looking forward to meet all these guys in a couple of weeks when everyone gets back into town. But, you know, I think it's an awesome opportunity here to join this team.
As the backup? I agree. I mean, if this team hits the skids, and I know now they got Saquon Barkley and offense. Listen, I get it. Eagles a season ago were in the Super Bowl. I understand it. You're going to be the backup, man. You think you're going to get a chance to play? What are you going to do? Just finish this out and stick around and then go to another team? That seems more likely. You waiting on Jalen Hurts to go down with an injury? Like, what are we doing? This is less about the Eagles and more about the Steelers. That's it. He knew that he felt bad. I want to say that he's kind of running away. He needed a fresh start. And you know what? When you ain't going to play, what difference does it make? You want to tell me that Kenny Pickett couldn't have learned anything from Russell Wilson? You want to tell me that Kenny Pickett is, yeah, he's going to learn by being in Philadelphia, but what's he learning from Jalen Hurts? He going to teach him how to squat? How to do a great bench press? What is he learning? I'm sorry. He's running away. And granted, for the betterment of his career, he saw the writing on the wall. The door was closed in Pittsburgh, and that's why he left. That's it. They closed the door. And he didn't believe in himself enough to do anything. He wasn't happy, so he left. Kenny Pickett continued on. Said, look, when it came down to leaving the Steelers, I got no regrets.
I think the communication, is what it is. It was behind closed doors. I'm confident in the way that I handled it. I handled it the way I should have handled it. I'm excited to be here. It worked out so well that Philly was the place I ended up landing in. So I think everything happens for a reason, and, I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there were these reports about, being misled, and he was told at the end of the season, and we had this conversation earlier on in the show with Mike DeFabo from The Athletic. He covers the Steelers. He said at the end of the year, Kenny Pickett pretty much thought that there would be an open quarterback competition, right? Come on. And they bring in Russell Wilson. Does it appear to be an open quarterback competition? And so Kenny Pickett ultimately said, all right, door's closed here for me. I'm gone. And so he has to be traded. And now he's a member of the Eagles. Good luck to Kenny Pickett. Unless he has some type of Geno Smith-esque turnaround of his career, he's likely going to be a backup. And speaking of a backup, hey, congratulations to Josh Dobbs. This man is the new backup quarterback to Brock Purdy out in San Francisco. Life is really tough. We got a lot of highly touted picks who are just, I don't want to say they're on the back end. But teams have said, listen, you done, we done. Time to cut our losses. Hey, Hickey, with the quarterbacks nowadays, there's no development. It's like you got to develop while you play. Otherwise, we're getting you to hell up on out of here. That's the new NFL we're in right now.
2 years. That's all you get. If you can't show it in 2 years, you are out the door. Kenny Pickett, the latest example. And anyone that's really given up so far early on a QB, no one's really been wrong, you know?
Yeah. No. You know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about some of these quarterbacks that have just been given the boot. Time's up. 1 year, 2 years, maybe three. And then you're gone. Show me what you got or you get shown the door. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk more football, more college basketball. Got some announcements on the media side. We have some athletes who are dropping new podcasts. Us, we're not going anywhere. We're just taking a break. And on the other side, we're going to get into it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.